fundraiser for Nuclear Fighters, which is close.
Thank you very much, and then if you can back.
I'm going to be marking this somewhere from PNG.
Thank you very much, welcome. Members, I received an apology from Member Dunmore. Members, we are here for the consideration and adoption of the draft committee report on the negotiating mandate on the protection promotion
something which emanates from the book to assist with the implementation of the book. So it's a separate, what's it called, but it runs hand in hand, but not part of the book. The book itself become law, but then you've got the regulation which speaks to the book for the implementation and empowers to the minister, whoever the case may be.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So, but the regulation, just so that we clear, that the regulation needed to accompany the book, the draft book.
Can I just?
As part of.
No,
draft.
Yeah. Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, Mr. Liu, Chairperson. What usually happens once I can? Oh, I've got the legal advisor. I don't know why I'm answering. But usually, when the act is implemented, then the regulations follow. You can't actually have the act with the regulations. The regulations enables the provisions in the act basically to be implemented. So the regulations will follow the act.
Yeah.
And I think that the National Department informed us.
Yeah, it's compulsory for the regulations.
Yes.
I agree.
Okay. So we
will then support the bill with the amendment. I'm very pedantic about this regulation, the fact that we haven't seen it.
No, you don't have it at the moment.
You won't see it.
It is going to be
Okay, so before the finalization, before we get the final negotiating mandate, we then...
The time-consuming exercise.
Yeah, I just want to make an example. We did the Western Cape Community Safety Act about a few years ago, and then what followed the act was the regulations. And this bill will basically follow the same route. The regulations cannot be incorporated in the act.
Yeah.
I don't know whether our legal advisor have a big explanation, but I think member Max is, Advocate Max is quite a...
Chair, I agree with that comment. The difference between a provincial bill and a national bill, of course, is that the regulations in the case of the provincial bill, the committee may insist that those regulations be presented to the committee for the committee to have oversight of it. However, in this case, it's a national bill, so I don't believe the committee can insist on oversight of the regulations once they become available. I think the issue is if the committee is concerned that the Act is not sufficiently detailed, then maybe that should be stated in the negotiating mandate, and there may be some particulars as to which details the committee think is lacking. But if the committee is of the view that the bill is adequate, then in a sense the issue of regulations is out of the committee's hands, because that will follow, and it might even follow some years from now.
That is actually the process, how it works, because the bill actually feeds the regulations.
Okay, well, if that is the case, then can we then support the bill? But taking into account the public comment about the IPLA bill that needs to be repealed to strengthen this bill, if we don't have the regulations or whatever, for a lack of a better word, to strengthen the bill, then can we support it?
Good morning, everybody. My apologies. I've been sitting in the office from about half past five, and I didn't forget. I was trying to get out of. I wasn't sure whether the meeting was going to start half past seven. But in any case, I'm here. I just wanted to know whether the IPLA bill and the repeal of the IPLA bill has any impacting on this bill. A prerequisite to withhold the adoption of this bill because of waiting to repeal the bill. I don't, according to my take on it, is that it's not a prerequisite.
I'm going to hand over to the legal advisor. I'm not in a position yet to give comments.
Chair, on the issue of the IPLA bill, I think first thing is that can easily be separated from the issue of the regulations. That's a separate thing. So whatever the committee decides on the issue of regulations, the committee can still, in its negotiating mandate, petition that the IPLA bill should be repealed. In a sense, that question is a bit of a policy question. I think all the views expressed, and I agree with those views, are that the IPLA bill, if the IPLA bill stays in place, it basically creates a duplicity, it creates two systems, and that there is a risk of conflict. I even understood from my reading that the department that sponsored this bill agrees with that, and that the department would be happy if the IPLA bill is repealed, but I've noticed that the department comments that they can't repeal the bill, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because of course Parliament can repeal the bill if it wants to. Certainly if it's this committee's view that there's an unacceptable risk of conflict, or that there shouldn't be two systems for recognizing indigenous knowledge, then this committee can state in its negotiating mandate that the IPLA bill should be
repealed.
So then we make that recommendation that we believe that in order to strengthen this bill, the IPLA bill should be repealed for duplication. Members, are we in agreement with that?
Yes.
All right.
In the report itself.
Okay, members, so if the amendments or proposals is not accepted, we will not support the bill in the final mandate statement, right?
If they don't repeal it.
If we not support the amendments and proposals by this committee, we will not support the bill in its final stage.
You?
I'm asking.
Yeah, we have a mandate to support the bill. We have a mandate to support the bill.
Okay, but we have the
your conditions, if it's your conditions.
No, you're missing what I'm saying. So there's amendment, there's stages. So
yeah.
You either support the principle of the bill, and you will support it in the final mandate, or you support the bill regardless of the amendments. So I'm asking, are we supporting the bill, even if they don't take into account the amendments?
Would come back to us
My take on it is what we our view with regards to this other act which is in place. I don't think it must be the support of this bill must be subjected to the conditionally. I said it is obiter dictum actually. I said if you can put it. It is a request that it should not be run, concurrent with the other one. That is my view, how I see it. Because we cannot say, because that can take some time and this thing must come into effect.
Yes, it's an important thing. We shouldn't.
You put it there, that's considered the repeal of that one. Okay. It's not that the one is dependent on the other one, support is dependent on the repeal of the
other one. Yeah. I tend to agree fully with the member Max, and it should be written in as a request. A request. Definitely a request to prohibit the concurrent run of the
Okay. So the Standing Committee on the Premier and Constitutional Matters, having considered the subject of protection, promotion, development and management of the Indigenous Knowledge Bill, B6B16, referred to the committee in terms of standing rules. Confers on the Western Cape's delegation in the NCOP the authority to support the bill. The committee expresses support for the bill. The support is not subject to certain proposed amendments. However, amendments are proposed in addition to the committee's support of the bill. In other words, if the proposed amendments are rejected, the committee will still support the bill in its final stage, mandate stage. That is just a comment. But we will come back to this, to the committee, for the final negotiating mandate. And we will add, in the negotiating mandate, we will add the repeal and...
Yeah.
Right. Okay, members, are you all in agreement?
Yeah,
happy? Okay. Members, if there's no...
Yeah.
Wait, can we go to the minutes? Okay, so let's go to the minutes of the
29th.
Yeah, mate. Surang minutes.
I don't have any issue with it. Is there anything? No.
Okay, we're all in agreement. Page 1. Page 2. Alright, can I get a proposal in a second?
Unanimous.
5th of June.
Everybody there is documented correctly.
Mm-hmm. Page 1. Page 2.
Unanimous.
June. This was the impeach my frau.
Thank you. But have you copy from them?